Please be seated for a moment. This morning is the fifth Sunday, and since it's the fifth Sunday, I thought it would be good to do communion. So we're having the Lord's Supper today. We're also doing Divine Service Setting 4, which will probably be new to most of you. It's not a hard liturgy. The liturgy is very similar to what we sing, but the song responses are different. They're more, many of them are, or a few of them, I should say, are more like hymns themselves. But they're very, there's not a difficult one to sing. The service is very intuitive. So we'll be starting that on page 203. Peggy's going to play through. If you want to turn to page 204, and she's going to play the Kyrie so you can hear that. We're going to do, before we begin the service, we're going to each, so you can see and you can kind of follow along and you'll see what I'm talking about. If you want to start with the Kyrie. That's not difficult. The Hallelujah verse and the And then in 208, the Sanctus. Agnes Dei on 210. And the Nocta Meris. And that's it. Easy? Yeah. Did I say good morning? Sometimes I'm rude. Good morning. Please rise and let us begin our service. Well, actually, we already began. Make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But we do, there is forgiveness. gather to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, Old Testament reading for this morning is taken from Jeremiah, beginning with chapter 15, verse 15 through 21. O Lord, you know. Remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, take me not away. Know that for your sake I bear reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of revelers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone, because your hand was upon me, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you be to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. They shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the Lord give his thanks. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise. Scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Then Jesus told his disciples, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us join together in confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, Light of Light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let's join in singing 531. Please be seated.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, St. Paul in the epistle lesson for this morning calls upon us to outdo one another. We could possibly do that, outdo one another. Kind of reminds me of Three Stooges all trying to go through the one door at the same time. You know, first they're, after you, no, after you. And they finally all, you know the bit. It's been done by many comedians. It's a good bit. But I can't help but think of that sometimes. Try and outdo one another. Outdo one another in hospitality and genuine love. Outdo one another and paying honor, respect. All those good things that we are invited to do. I'm not going to say commanded. St. Paul ain't giving us new commands here. But he is talking about living a sanctified life as God's children. And that's different from a commandment. A commandment is you do this or else. St. Paul ain't saying that. He's saying abhor what is evil, you know, and don't return evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, in that day in Rome, the Roman Christians had a lot of challenges. And I'm not talking persecution. I'm just talking about in day-to-day activities. Because consider, I mean, Rome is like the chief city in the world. It is a beautiful city, and there are temples all over the place to different gods, even to past emperors who were elevated to being a god. It's a bustling, big city. There's, you know, the market. There's everything else that goes on with a big city. You got to do things in order to keep a city active and alive and people satisfied and happy. Because when things ain't going well, then people aren't happy and things can turn ugly. But the Christians in Rome, they had the extra problem, I guess, of not being a recognized faith or religion. But they were a small group. They didn't have a big temple anywhere. They met in homes. They met in house churches. They had a congregation probably about this size, maybe a little more. That was the average size of a church. We're not talking about something like we see today where you got mega churches where thousands of people gather together. And even that's kind of the unusual. Most churches are small churches. Most churches are under 200. And then the numbers go down some. Some people, you know, feel like they prefer a small church because you get to know one another. It's more personal. Whereas a large church, one can get lost in it and just be, you know, a person who comes on Sundays and nobody really even talks to them. Or they never really become part of a group. It can be a daunting place. It can be a scary place. But that's not a problem here in Rome. We got other issues to deal with. You've got a world that doesn't understand this way of living that St. Paul talks about. And of course, St. Paul holds before us Christ as that model for us. Not only is he our Savior, our King, our Redeemer, the author of our salvation, but he's also that model for godly living. How we are to love one another. Because really, when you look at what Paul says, it can be a tiresome list because we kind of start going, wow, I don't think I can do all that. Or we start putting it, but I really don't like what that person did to me the other day. And I feel like I got to get him back. That comes in, you know. We're still sinners. We still, you know, have our moments, don't we? They're too frequent, but we do have them. We're easily pulled to want to get retribution and not to live in peace with one another. Even in churches, because we know churches can become split, they can become ornery, the people in them can even come to be at odds and sadly bring about splits in a church. So we're not immune to these things, and they weren't immune to those kinds of things in St. Paul's day. So St. Paul encourages them how to live a godly life. And a good way to do that is don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. That's part of that putting the other one before you. That's part of trying to outdo the other person in goodness. Can you imagine what that would be like? Well, that's heaven. That's heaven. Heaven on earth. A glimpse, at least, for us and for those who view the church. Because when we are living like that in the church, in this world, this world that's filled with a lot of envy, hatred, repaying evil with evil, wanting to always come back with something smart and witty that we think is witty anyway, but winds up hurting someone else. That's not how the church is to be. The church is to be a light to the world. We are God's witnesses in this community, in this place. And we can let our light shine by trying to outdo one another in genuine love, in living peaceably, in honoring one another. Let's all try and go out that door together and we'll see how we push and shove. But when we are inviting another person to go before us, it goes so much smoother. And never be bashful about accepting that offer. Because the offer is made out of genuine love. See, we always feel... Let me give you an example. Don't you feel bad when somebody gives you a gift and you have nothing to give them? Well, I didn't get you anything. Well, I didn't get you anything. That's all right, I wanted you to have this. Oh, you shouldn't have. Well, quit it. And say thank you. It was very thoughtful of you and I appreciate it. Or I love you for it, or whatever your emotion is, but don't try and disregard what someone else is trying to offer you. Whether it's a gift, or if it's help in any way, in any form, accept it with a grateful heart. And thank the Lord that He gives us such friends and family and neighbors. Because truly all that we have comes from God, and those around us are God's gift to each other. We are God's gift to one another, because God has called us into this community, His family, and we are His body. And He has equipped each one of us so that this church may flourish. Flourish in His word, flourish in songs and praise and thanksgiving, and be a place, a beacon, a light of the way God would have us be and how God intends the world to be when He returns again, when our Lord comes again and finally brings the whole thing all to an end, that is sin and evil. And there's a new heaven and a new earth where people will truly do that. You won't find anyone trying to do another person harm. or to speak evil of another person, or to gossip, or to steal, or to name it. But we can be a light in this world when we are living how St. Paul says, do it this way. This is sanctified living. Sanctified means holy. This is holy living. There is nothing wrong with what St. Paul says. There's not one thing in that anyone would disagree with that loves Christ. Who loves Christ, who doesn't abhor evil? Even in ourselves, when we ourselves commit sin, do we not abhor it? Otherwise, we wouldn't go to God confessing that sin and asking Him for forgiveness. We desire to love like our Lord. Who wouldn't want to love like Jesus loves us? But understand what Jesus is saying about loving one another as He has loved us. He said it differently to the disciples in the gospel today. Take up your cross. Be willing to die for me. And why would you do that? Because He has died for you. Die to yourself. Die to that old sinful self. Put it away. Bury it in your baptism. And when you wake in the morning, remember that baptism that God gave you, where He gave you His Spirit, forgiveness of all your sins, and He said, you are now my son, my daughter. Remember that baptism, because that's when He washed you. That's when your old self, your old selfish self, was crucified with Jesus. Take up your cross means to love one another as God loved us. And St. Paul lists how that love looks. But it would also very much include even to the point of death, even death on a cross, which would have been a reality for the Christians in Rome. We don't have to worry about a death on a cross, but death does come, and Christians do and are persecuted. I don't mean they persecute, but they are the ones who are persecuted. Persecuted in faraway lands, certainly. We may talk about how it's perhaps hard to speak to people without perhaps getting slammed verbally, but no one's going around taking the lives of Christians in our nation. The government isn't doing it, yet you go in the Middle East and you have governments that do it. You go into China and you have a government that will do it. Persecute the church. Put them to death. Silence their voices. And in other faraway countries where missionaries go, they too are sometimes in situations where persecution comes. It may go, and it may come. But there are many who do die for the faith. And there are those who die for the faith here in this country as well. Every one of us will. We will die for our faith. Not maybe because of persecution, but because you are God's and you are His witnesses. And that's what a martyr is, a witness. That's what martyr means, witness. One who dies for the faith, yes. But as long as you're grounded in God's word, as long as you have your focus on the cross, you too will die in the faith as a witness. Therefore, you too will be a martyr. And that's something that's really cool if you think about it. Because who's at the altar of God but the martyrs, clothed in white, praising God day and night and asking the question, how long, how long? How long? before you come. How long? We're not to worry about that. We are to know that we belong to God and that we are His family. And St. Paul gives us a picture of how his family can live and prosper in a world that is filled with violence and darkness. May God's Spirit strengthen you in your faith, that you may always be found trying to outdo one another. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us rise for the prayers of the church.
Knowing the will of God, that all would come to the knowledge of His Son and find salvation in Christ, let us pray on behalf of our parish community and for all people according to their needs. For our faith and faithfulness, especially for those persecuted for the cause of Christ, and let our strength in time of trial and for us to persevere in grace in the day of trouble. Let us pray to the Lord. For the church, Jerusalem on high, our mother in Christ until Christ is fully formed in us. For the pastors who serve us, that they may be faithful stewards of God's mysteries, and for those at home and abroad who bring the message of salvation to those who have not heard, let us pray to the Lord. For Donald, our president, our governor, and all legislators and civil servants, for those who must render judgment and impose punishment upon lawbreakers, and for those who work for peace among the nations, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For favorable weather and for those who tend the soil and harvest its fruits, for business and industry, service workers and our artisans, for generosity toward those in need, and for the employed and unemployed and underemployed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For victims of disaster, especially for those who suffer loss from Hurricane Laura, and for those stricken by illness or infirmity, for the aged and infirmed, as well as those in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, for those who grieve the loss of those whom they love, and for those who meet with sudden death, especially we name before you, Lord, Pastor Scott and Judy Stallings, Robert Galavias, Jan Johnson, Bob and Jenny Turner, Linda and Leroy Fangmeyer, Bo Wolf, Pastor Mark Seeger, Nelson Meyer, Gloria Havman, Sue Daniels, Jeff McIntyre, Pat Bias, and Nancy Mitchell and family. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those married, that they would live in fidelity to their vows and promises. For parents, as they teach their children to know the love of the Lord. For single adults, that they may find fulfillment in their service to others. And for our lives together, showing the love of Christ one to another, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For grace to take up the cross and follow the Lord wherever He leads, for courage in the face of challenge and adversity, and for compassion and harmony in our life together, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For holy lives of faith, for faith to receive the Lord's gift of His flesh and blood in the Holy Sacrament, for this holy assembly, that we may present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our remembrance of the saints and grace to follow their example of faith, for God to grant us a place with them in their fellowship, and for our eternal life in God's kingdom while without end, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, you have forgiven our sins and delivered us from death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to pour out your mercy upon us, and grant to us all good things needful to this body and life, and keep from us all things harmful. From you, through you, and to you are all things, O Lord, Holy Father, mighty God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whom with the Holy Spirit you are one God now and forevermore. Amen. All that we have is thine alone. May trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. times and in all places. Give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord,